Welcome to another inspirational podcast teaching by David Crank, Senior Pastor of Faith Church.
The people that have problems with security cameras are the people that are stealing. The people who are honest have no problem with security cameras. So when I preach on tithing, the tithers are like, oh yeah, remind me of how I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out in the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then the other people are like, hey, all you want's my money. I'm telling you, we're doing fine without your money and we're gonna do fine without your money. You've been coming here for years and not giving any money. I'm totally cool with that and I love you. I don't want you to stop just because you come for information and you don't bless God. But God just made me tell you there's a reason why the enemy comes in and steals your money, okay? So when I watched that, it was kind of saddened. It reminded me of this video that I saw on YouTube. Check out this monkey. Watch this. He's going to try to steal a banana. He's so close yet so far away, right? Like, oh, man, I can see it. I don't understand what's holding me back. Goodness gracious. Come on, man. Okay, maybe my uncle can help me. I mean, he's older. He's smarter. Maybe, come on now. Oh, yeah. Nobody. Come on, give it up for those poor guys. Never quite got there. That's the way we are. We can see the blessing. We can see the business. We can see the breakthrough, but we can't quite get there. See, if they were smart, they would go around to the corner and say, there is a window, and I need to get this window of opportunity. And God said in his word, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you cannot contain. See, there's not a lack of money in the world. There's not a lack of vision in the world. There's a lack of people who are blessable by God because they hoard, they steal from God. Now, this, if you want to be blessed in the area of money, you need to find out what the Bible has to say about it. Now, let's go there. In Joshua, we get the name Jesus from that, Yeshua. Joshua chapter 7, it says, but the Israelites committed a trespass in regard to the devoted things. Everybody shout, devoted things. They trespassed. They took some of the devoted for destruction, the devoted things from God. And the anger of the Lord burned against Israel. It burned against them. Now, check this out. This guy named Joshua, God gives him a commandment and says, I want you to go take 10 cities. Everybody shout 10. God's all about the 10. That's what the tithe means is 10th, 10. If you can count to 10, you can count to a million 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, start back over with 1. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, back over with 1. Keeps going on. The numerical number of 10 is a powerful thing. God said, I want you to take these 10 cities, 9 of these, Joshua, are yours and your guys. But one, the first one, not the last one, not the second one, not the third one, not the third one, oh no, the first one, everybody shout, the first one, the number one out of the 10 belongs to me. So they go to this town. This town is kind of the equivalent of New York City. It's huge. It's full of people. It's full of industry. This is really a big city to overtake. And Joshua and the gang, they go in and they overtake New York City. Then they go to the next city. And when they get to the next city, they look at it. It's a real small town. Like if you're in Missouri, just think Piedmont, Missouri. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. Piedmont, Missouri. If you're somewhere in Florida, just think of a little bitty town, maybe Delray or Boca or Jupiter, just little town. They should certainly be able to overtake this little town. But when they get there, they get it handed to them on a platter, man. They only sent 3,000 or 4,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 guys in, and these little guys from Ai chased them out, defeated them, and killed many of them. And when they got back to town, back to the city, verse 6 says, Joshua went, rent his clothes, laid up on the earth until evening with the elders of Israel, putting dirt on his head, going, what in the world happened? Then God spoke. How many of y'all know it's important for God to speak? And God said, Joshua, here's the problem. You got one guy in your group, and this one guy took the devoted things that belong to me. See, when it's devoted to God, God doesn't want you touching it. It's kind of like, you know, me with my wife in holy matrimony. I can touch her, but I don't want you touching her. I can kiss her, but I don't want you kissing her. Come on, somebody ought to say amen right now. And in Palm Beach, it's really weird. Our church in Palm Beach is different than here. When I get down there, I forget that everybody kisses everybody. It's like, how many of y'all think that's awkward? You know, they hug you and kiss you, and you turn away because you freaked out. Next thing you know, you're tonguing an old lady. You don't even know what have you. What just happened? Okay. So down there, some guy's like, hey, they hug and kiss my wife. I thought it was a little too much. And he knew it. So he goes, you know what? You know, my family, we're huggers and kissers. And I said, well, my family, we're shooters and biters. So, but she's devoted to me. So God's kind of that way. He's like, this is devoted. This is my stuff. Don't touch it. We see this also in the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis, which means beginning. God is up there and he has, you know, Adam and Eve in the garden. He said, y'all can have all those trees over there. Eat all you want. All those trees back here, you can eat in the South 40. You can eat all the, everywhere. You can eat everywhere, but don't touch that tree. It's not that this tree had a better fruit, that it had a different fruit. It was just the principle of the matter. God said, don't touch the tree that's in the center of the garden. It's the first fruit. It belongs to me. It's all about the first. For God so loved the world that he gave his first, everybody shout first. First. His first and only begotten son. God loved us so much that he said, I'm going to prove my love by giving you the first fruit. So first fruit's all through the Bible. So then the reason why God gets offended when we won't give him a dime out of a dollar is when we get to heaven, how many of y'all want to go to heaven? Raise your hand if you want to go to heaven. How many like me? And if there's a load going today, you don't want on that load, but you do want to go to heaven. So we get to heaven, we're going to see these nail-pierced hands of Jesus, nail-pierced feet, and we're going to look at his hands and see his love for us. Then when he looks back for reciprocation from us, we go, oh, I can't give you a dime out of a dollar. So therefore, we're like the monkey with the banana. We can see the breakthrough. We're so close to the business exploding. It's so close, but we won't honor God. And God can't honor dishonor. That would make him dishonorable. He has to honor, which by the way, we get our word honorarium from that. He can't bless that which is not blessable because God can't go against his word. He wants to bless us coming in. He wants to bless us going out. He doesn't want people to take our resources from us, but the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God wants to rebuke the devourer for our sakes. So eventually we see here, he confronts this guy because nothing's going to change without confrontation. Verse 19, and Joshua said to Achan, my son, give the glory, which means money, back to the Lord. What have you done? Why did you hide this from me? Verse 20 says, and Achan answered Joshua and said, truth, I've sinned against the Lord and Israel, and I've done this. When I saw, everybody shout, when I saw. You got to be careful what your beady eyes see. She saw the tree in the middle of the garden and lust entered in. You saw something at some point and bought something you did not need with money you did not have to impress people that you don't even like. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. Verse 20 says, and Achan answered and said, he said, I've sinned against you. I saw, verse 21, I saw among the spoils an attractive mantle of 100 shekels of silver and a bar of gold, and I coveted it, and I hid it inside my tent. So immediately, Joshua says, you knew that belonged to God. That was the first city that belonged to God. You can have any and everything from all of the 9 cities, but that one belonged to God. People lost their lives. So they go to the tent, and sure enough, man, he starts digging around the tent, and there's stolen merchandise right there. There is a hot laptop in the tent. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. Let's pull up the history and see what he's been doing. So we put it on the screen here. How many of y'all know an Apple's what got us in trouble in the first place? Okay, so we got some Yeezys in there. We got a MacBook Pro. I could listen to music, Hillsong music. I could watch church online. These are things that we see that we can't afford most of the time because we have not blessed God, so therefore we try to bless ourselves because we're taking money that doesn't belong to me, doesn't belong to you. For instance, have you ever rented a car? Anybody here ever rented a car, you know? So I rent a car a lot. I travel anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 miles every week. So I rent cars a lot, okay? So if I go to Enterprise this week, in fact, I'll be landing somewhere this evening. So when I go and I land there this evening and I go to Enterprise, so I keep the car for like a week and then I bring it back to Enterprise and I come in, I said, hey, can I talk to the managers and all the staff? I'd like to speak to everyone. Gather around. I just want to let you guys know that I want to give you guys this car as a gift of appreciation from me to you guys. How many of y'all know they're going to be like, he straight up went cray-cray. What is up with this guy? I can't give them the car because I don't own the car. I was given use of the car, and now I need to return the car. What if I extend it? And I say, you know what? I'm not going to. My credit card now is it's out of date. I told him I was going to use it for a week. So 6 months later, I'm driving down the road, wherever in America, and a cop pulls me over, and this tag comes up stolen. I get out of the car, and they say, does this car belong to you? And I go, yes. Where did you get it? It was given to me by Enterprise. Come on, somebody ought to see where I'm going with it. Well, it comes up stolen. And you are a preacher. Okay, it comes up stolen. No, it's my car. They gave me the keys to it. I didn't steal this car. I didn't sneak in and break in and get it. No. They loaned you the car on this amount of time based on the amount of payment that you were going to give. This car is stolen. Not only are you going to jail, this car is going back to Enterprise because it doesn't belong to us. See, that's exactly what Achan did when he took those things that belonged to God, put it in his tent, confused it. See, the first 10% belongs to God, then God blesses you and puts his super on your natural. But, you know, the temptation is to steal. Everybody does it. Every 22 seconds, a car is stolen. Every 15 seconds, a burglary happens. People steal because they think that's the way they get ahead. I mean, I even love the bumper sticker that says, I don't steal because the government hates competition. I like that texture. Everybody steals. This is a real live actual footage that we got. It's really cool. They let us use it here. This is a guy stealing a laptop. Watch him get his courage. Watch him get his own blessing. Check this out. Wow, that guy's bold. Unbelievable. Can you imagine that? I got the abs I've always wanted. Boom, what boldness. He walks out, broke his integrity, broke the law, stole it, merchandise. So we laugh at that all day long. We go, look at that. I can't believe that he stole that laptop. I can't believe he did that. Yet we walk in here today in a stolen car, got a stolen ring, got it up. Oh, we love you, Lord. God's like, that's stolen. Come on, it's getting quiet in this Baptist church today, I tell you right now. Okay. We make fun of him, but we do the same thing. There's a little bit of Achan in everybody. There's a little bit of greed and need for something we can't afford. But God's not trying to keep anything back from you. He wants to bless you. Check this out. In fact, here's a blessing scripture. Let's go here. Proverbs 3, verse 9. And when you're a tither, when you honor the Lord, this is what happens. He says, honor the Lord with thy substance, with your money, and with the first fruits, not the last fruits, the what? Shout it, class. With the first fruits of all thine increase. In other words, if the house sells for a profit, if the stocks go up, all of thy increase, check out verse 10, so shall your barns or your garages be filled with plenty, and your presses burst forth with new wine. Not used wine, not old wine, new wine. When you honor God, God honors you. Now, first of all, I want everybody to hear me loud and clear, as I told you before. I don't care if you give or not. Don't give. Doesn't matter. We're doing good. Just think of all the great things we're doing in the world and you don't give. You never gave. It's not a problem. I love you whether you give or not because we don't need your money. All of our television bills are paid. All the parking lots are paid for. Everything's just awesome. It's incredible. Church got money in the bank. We are good in the hood because when I started this church 12 years ago and took it over with a deficit, with bad buildings and no evangelism, three people on staff, and now it's the 10th most influential church in America because we said we're going to honor God. So what we did week one, which subsequently was very easy to do because there was very little money, it was easy to give God the first 10% and put 10% in the bank. That put God super on our natural, and the church began to explode. It wasn't but a couple of years later when I started preaching in 06, 07, I started sensing, and the Lord, how many of y'all know when the Lord speaks to you, it's good, it gives you advance information. We have an unction from the Holy One, the Bible says, and we know all things. God began to speak to me about the crash of 08. So we started preparing the church, and I started saying stuff really bold, like, we will not participate in abortion because it is against our religion. And we will not participate, if you were with me, you'll remember this, in financial collapse or recession because it is against our religion to be broke. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. And that's what we screamed 6, 7, and going to 8. Well, going into 2008, we got a call from the bank. The bank said, we got a building up here, which if you live here locally, you know about the Snooks stores. The Snooks family and some other family got together with their non-blessed money, non-tithing money, and they made a $21 million incredible facility. We came in and said, we're blessed, we're favored, God's anointing is on our life. Yeah, we'd like to buy it, but we're not going to give you $21 million. Remember what I told you, that guy made his own rules at the beginning of this and took that guy's business. We're not going to give you 17, not 16, not 15, not 12, not 10, not 9, not 8, not 7, but we will give you $6.3 million. They said, we can't do that. I said, call me later. So guess what? They called me. Commerce Bank called and said, you know what? How much money you got? You got enough money to pull this off? And I said, we got plenty of money to pull this off. This ain't a problem. They said, we'd like to verify your accounts. And I said, sure. And so we verified their accounts, and we said, we don't understand how a church could do something like this. And I said, you don't understand our church. So we bought the building. Subsequently, I preached to thousands of people there just today because this church lives by its giving, not by your giving. Somebody ought to shout amen. So we took the wealth of the sinner, and it was laid up for the just. Donald Trump isn't going to call and give you money. Whoever you think, the Pope isn't going to call and give you money. Whoever else is rich in the world, Bernie Sanders isn't going to give you money. Ben Carson isn't going to give you money. Your answer, although great men, great successful business people, the answer is not in men. The answer is in Him. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we, come on, somebody ought to help me, will remember the name of the Lord our God. If you honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of your increase, your barns will be filled with plenty. God wants you blessed. Here's one of the reasons why He wants you blessed. People pay attention to you when you're blessed. This last week, there's a guy that goes to our church online. His name's Derek. He owns Paragon Steel. Paragon Steel, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Online guy. Paragon Steel was having a hard time years ago. They didn't tithe, didn't give. I didn't even know him. Some little lady in their accounting department came up to Derek, the owner of this company, said, hey, you know, I love my job, and I like working here. I don't want to lose my job, and it looks like we're going under if something doesn't change. I go to this little church in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and my pastor told me about tithing, and so I started giving my first fruits to God, and God blessed me. One of the reasons why you're blessed is because I work here. So we'll talk about my raise later. How many of y'all know this is a bonus? But she said, little woman, she said, I know how to save this organization. She said, you need to put God on payroll. He said, what? We're not paying the bills now. She said, if you'll put God on payroll and you'll give Him the first 10% that comes in this, you just try it for 30 days. He did it. Started getting a little better. 3 months later, started getting a little better. A year later, started getting real good. Now, 80% of the oil that comes out of the ground comes out of some pipe that has a stamp on it called Paragon Steel. In other words, they ain't got no more money problems. So when I need to fly somebody, they send a $17 million jet, come get me, fly me for free. I like it. They don't strip me down. They don't do anything. I'm eating candy. I got everything I want on the plane going, I thank God for oil. Somebody ought to say hallelujah for some little old lady. The first time I went into Paragon, he said, hey, PD. Derek says, PD, come here. This is the little old lady that saved this company. And now he's so blessed. And here's the reason why it's cool. When you're blessed, you know everybody stands in line for nines. So they stand in line to figure out what is Derek's secret. Secular people go, seem like he's got the Midas touch. He just, everything his hand touches turns to good. And he'll tell you, I am blessed of God. God bless me because I'm a tither. So forever, he's been trying to get me out on this boat. I don't really have a lot of time. He's got this boat that does 180 miles an hour. You got to go. You got to go. I mean, canoes are a little fast for me if the current is too much. So he pushed me and pushed me and pushed me. So last week, I went to Key something. So we went all the way down to Key West at 180 miles an hour. Rawr, rawr, rawr. I mean, you can't even see anything. We were there in that boat, hanging out with him a little bit. And his friend, who is not a tither, but he got super rich by being the trucking company, Derek threw him a bone. But he's not saved. Nice guy, I like him. And he's not a tither. but he's really rich because he got the afterglow, the flow of the guy who's blessed. Y'all understand what I'm saying right now? He listens to Derek. So he had this boat's 2.5 million, I forget. And so he had one built just like this one. If you get on my Instagram, you can see it. They're exactly the same. Built on the same day, built by the same guy. They boat in the same places. So the guy goes, hey, PD, get my boat, day two. I got in his boat. 5 minutes later, his boat breaks down. Thinking, somebody doesn't have the devour rebuke for this. Hey, I got up out of the boat, got in Derek's boat. They spent a bunch of money, worked real hard. We're down in Alamorada or something like that, getting ready to go into Key Largo. And the next day, he said, hey, we got it all fixed up, PD. Ride my boat again. Got in his boat. 5 minutes later, it breaks down. I get up out of his boat, get in the exact same boat, and we're cruising. Then we're at lunch, and he goes, man, all of us at the table. He said, man, you're bad luck. I said, I'm not bad luck. You're not a tither. His boat never broke down one time. He went, and Derek said, I told you my boat doesn't break down. Everything I have turns to good. Look, I'm sitting here waiting on you all the time. In fact, I had to buy a $1 million chase boat to help you with your boat. And then he's wanting me to get back in his boat. And I said, I ain't got time to be in your boat. Listen, God wants to bless you. And if you know how big God is, he's the one that brought the sun up this morning and he's going to put it down in the west. He knows how to bless you coming in, how to bless you coming out. But you don't get ahead trying to steal from God. Oh, Lord, it's quiet up in here today. Shout, it's tight, but it's right. Honor the Lord and he will honor you. Now, we saw the guy steal the laptop. Check this out. Malachi 3. It says, will a man rob God? Well, how have I robbed you? He said, in tithes and an offering, and you're cursed with the curse, even the whole nation, by robbing me. I asked God one day, I said, God, what? People can't rob a whole nation by taking a dime out of a dollar. Come on. He said, oh, yes, they can. Because he said, what about all those kids that you're feeding in Haiti? Some of you are watching on television right now. You see us in Haiti. We're feeding all those kids. Thousands of people are eating because of us. Playing on playgrounds, churches in India, all the great things that we're doing around the world, the nation would be robbed if our people did not tithe, or our church did not tithe, so the nation gets robbed because we don't have enough to even meet our need, let alone plant a seed. But when we let go of what's in our hands, see, it opens up our hands, so then God can put his blessing and his supernatural provision in our hand, and he said, test me now here. Check it out. Verse 10, it says, test me now with this, says the Lord, that I will not throw up, open the windows of heaven. I'll throw up the windows of heaven. Instead of being the monkey trying to bust through the window, you go around, brainiac, to the open window, and you get in. God wants to bless you. God can bless you. But what we do is we hold God's hands tied when we try to say, I don't know if that works or not. I always say that when we try to hold God back because of our greed and we don't plant the seed, it not only robs from us, it robs from our children and our children's children. If God blesses you, and that's one of the reasons why Faith Church has grown so much. I mean, a lot of Catholic, our church is 70% Catholic and Lutheran, and people like it because there's information that gives them power. And you may have never even heard of tithing or honoring God. You didn't know this is available. But I'm telling you, just on the way here, I got a text a minute ago from a guy here in St. Louis that started working at a company, and he's a tither, and he started tithing, and God blessed him so much that now he's the president of the company, and he gets bonuses that are 10 times what his salary was before. I got a text, I think Chris was here a moment ago, just a while ago, from Mike Lacerco in the Abacos on his yacht, named his boat. Watch how he got saved as a heathen, and he was already blessed, but then God blessed him supernaturally. So on the back of his yacht, it says Sunday service, just for conversation. So people go, why is your boat called Sunday service? He goes, oh, I go to Faith Church in St. Louis. And so on Sunday, I live stream it to my yacht. Would you like to come to Sunday service? So today, he sent me a video from one of the prettiest places in the world, beautiful water, and he's sitting there, people are sitting with him, and he's witnessing because God blessed him. We won't see him again till you see green leaves on these trees. But he is a tither, he is a giver. Now here's the big question. If God made all the beautiful things in the world, and at the end of the day, people like nice things, doesn't it make sense that he would want to bless his children so that people of the world would go, I want to be blessed like that? He doesn't want to bless rank heathens who say you do whatever you want to do and live however you want to live. And those are the people that have money because kids will get bad information. God wants to bless you, Mr. Businessman, so much that your business explodes and you're able to make the rules. You're able to say this is the deal because we believe at Faith Church the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just so that we can put rings on people's fingers, robes on their back. We can minister on television. We can build great churches. We can put blankets on cold people. Somebody ought to help me. We can get medicine to sick people and we can be the church of Jesus Christ because the government does not know how to do it. We want a king. We want a president. I want my man. I already got my man. His name is Jesus, and he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the Alpha. Come on, somebody ought to help me. And the Omega. And he meets all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, as I close, because I'm completely out of time, key words. Devoted, consecrated, don't touch that. Give God's what is his so he can put his super on his on your natural. The rich young ruler, you know that story. God asked the rich young ruler and he said, hey man, you know, you need to sell all you have and give it to the poor. And he went away sad at that saying. He said, I can't do that. God never intended, if you study it out, he never intended on taking that guy's stuff. He wanted to see if he would do it. The same thing happened with a man and his boy up on Mount Moriah. He said, now I know that you love me more than you love him. God actually was wanting to put the rich young ruler as the CFO of his organization because he knew Judas was stealing out of the bag. But he couldn't put a man back in the organization that was a thief because he already had a thief. If the guy had a wrong relationship with money, money would be his God. God wanted to know, I love you more than anything in the world. Where my treasure is, my heart will be also. He just needed to pass the test. I'm asking you today, are you going to pass or fail this test? Are you going to honor God first? I'm going to do it when I get out of debt. No, you won't. You're going to obey God where you're at. Too much is given, much is required. And when you honor God, he will supernaturally bless you in a big way. Just this last week, praying, the Bible says this. It says, you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. That's why I knew to save up money for the crash of 2008. And by the way, there's another one coming. So God just talks to me. God doesn't talk to me because I'm special. I'm special because I talk to God, and then he talks back to me. So I know it freaks some people out, like, boy, it makes me nervous that my preacher hears voices. It makes me nervous that you want a preacher that doesn't hear voices, okay? The Bible said, my sheep know my voice, and the stranger that I not follow. So I just talk to God. So when God told me the crash of 08 was going to happen, we were totally ready, and many of the tithers in our organization were ready. Subsequently, they did really good. In fact, off the record, now that we're out of time on television, I bought a house right around that crash and just sold it, made hundreds of thousands of dollars. Felt good. Don't judge my harvest because you didn't see my seed. I grew up broke as a joke, too poor to pay attention. My baloney didn't have a first name. But when the Holy Spirit tells you to do it, I was in St. Clair, Missouri. Anybody know about St. Clair, Missouri? And because I was a tither, I wasn't a preacher. I was just driving down the road and I heard on the inside, go down that street. And I went down that street and the Lord said, you're going to buy a house here. Huh. Next day I heard, I was going to Lewis Cafe to have breakfast, and I heard, go through there again. I did it the third day I went through. There was a person putting a for sale sign on the little house. She said, my dad just died. He's getting ready to die. We want to sell it and get everything right before he dies so we don't think go to arbitration. And so I ended up paying a certain number for the house and sold it less than 2 months. I forget what it was. It's been years now, but less than 2 months later and made, I forget if it was $60,000 or $70,000 in just a matter of days. I bought a house one time for $165,000 and sold it for $1 million. These are just good things that happen. So the Lord just speaks to you and you just know, you're like, oh, okay. But if you are blessed of God and he knows that you'll give it to him, he'll give you inside information. Pray for that. Put your faith on that. Everybody shout, put your faith on that. I told some of the guys at our church that are three of our biggest donors are in the stock business. And I was praying this last week. I think it's the beginning of this week. Today's Sunday, so I guess it's Monday. And the Lord told me out of the Bible two passages of scripture and it gave code for certain stocks that would go up this week. I texted them, said, seem like this is going up and this is going up. By the end of the week, 18% went up on the one commodity, and the other one went up for, I forget what it was, 12%. But if you put $5 million on 18%, it's real good because their tithe check's going to be great this week. Somebody ought to help me say amen. So that's why I don't have to like put on a fancy suit, doesn't matter what I wear, doesn't matter what I say, organic in my preaching style, because I don't live by your giving. I live by our giving. But God got on to me and said, look, I brought you alongside of that business deal the other day to see that guy get emaciated. And part of it's your fault because you didn't indoctrinate that dude that this isn't an option. The first city belongs to God. And if you're taking God's money and you're buying stuff with it, you're going on vacation with it, it just hurts God's feeling. He wants to know you're devoted to him because God loves you. How many of y'all know that God just loves you? And I want to tell you that God wants to bless you in a big way. Something about it, man. You've heard it. The golden rule is the guy with the gold makes the rules. You might like Ben Carson. You might not like Ben Carson. He's a nice guy. Part of our television ministry down there, Nicole just laid hands on him a few weeks ago and prayed for him and so on. Donald Trump, same thing. Watch us on television all the time. You might like Ben. You might not like Ben. You might not like Donald. You might like Donald. Doesn't matter to me, and it sure doesn't matter to Donald. He's walking off his 747 looking very presidential, funding it on his own because he's just got money. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's a lot easier when you're not at the mercy of somebody trying to tell you what to do. How many of y'all would like to go to work when you want to go to work, not when they tell you to go to work? I would love to not wake up to an alarm clock. Wouldn't that be awesome? Just to never have, I never hear an alarm clock in my life. I never do. I don't set an alarm. I'm always up worried about money all the time, I tell you. No, I don't have to set an alarm. If I want to sleep, I sleep. Because I don't always sleep. I don't always have time to sleep. But if I want to sleep, I sleep. So I just sleep. Never, ever. Wouldn't it be cool to never have an alarm? Wouldn't it be cool to never have a car payment? Wouldn't it be cool to just buy somebody a house? I've done that. Feels great. Just buy them a house. Blow their mind. Freak out a single mom and just buy her a car. Not a junk car, a new car. Wouldn't it be cool? In fact, I think for Mother's Day, we'll just do it again. I'm just going to give away a car. We're going to buy a brand new car and just give it away on Mother's Day. Tell everybody. We give it to an unwed single mom. So just tell them. Just what? I'm not taking people right now. We'll see what the eligibility is. I'm just telling you. It'd be good. But see, she needs a car though, right? She needs a car? So she needs a car. So there's a woman that needs a car. So you need to be so blessed. You can just go around. Hey, she needs a car. We'll just buy her a car. God wants you blessed. So that's the way you ought to live your life. Don't live it from, oh, I wish I had enough money and maybe it'll get better. No, you are the cultural architect of your life. Get into a church that believes that God can do what he said he can do. If he can bring up the sun in the morning and set it down in the west tonight, just believe that he's big enough to pay your stinking rent. Me believe that at least he could get you a house. Huh? Come on, at least he could get rid of your shag carpeting. Somebody ought to say amen. We serve a big God. I said we serve a big God. Come on, in the balcony. I said we serve a big God, a too much God, an overflowing God, a surprising God. We serve a big God. Come on. I know I'm out of time. I just saw Mike Chandler's mom and dad over there. Mike Chandler, if you ever watch the MMA fighters or by pay-per-view, you'll see him. I love him, too, because he's a winner and he's a tither. But Mike, when he comes out of that ring, Mike doesn't play. Mike comes out so hard and so fast. It's like, I can't even, it's like, oh my gosh, what in the world happened? Big old blessed on, just tattoo says blessed. When you see blessed coming at you, that's the last thing you see while you're still awake. I saw blessed, boom. Looks like a Benny Hinn meeting. Praise God, brother, boom. Okay, but he comes on strong. So don't leave today going, well, I hope it gets better. I think I'll start tithing next year. No, do it now. Come out of that ring fighting for your life, and you can win in this election year. You can march, I prophesy, into March of the banner year by making some crazy decisions. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Nobody looking around. How many of y'all would say, Pastor, I want to be a person that could buy a single mom a car? Raise your hand if you just love to do that. I think it's everybody. God, you saw those hands. These people love you. It's not a lack of heart and commitment. They're family here. This isn't an audience. This isn't a crowd. We're a family at Faith Church. Whether they're brand new today and it's their first day or they've been coming for years, God, we're together. God, not one of us should be left behind. We don't want one child of yours left behind financially. So today, God, let us see the truth of this revelation that we got stolen merchandise up in our tent. We bought that with God's money, and that's never going to happen again. We're going to prioritize our budget. We're going to have the first 10 is going to go to God. This will get structure and order in our finances, and therefore the rest of it will be budgeted, because we will never ever come in second, third, fourth, or certainly last. It'll never happen if we put you first. God, we see the results of not putting you first. It clearly isn't working. And we see over here on the other side, it's certainly working for Sunday service, certainly working for a whole lot of other people. And if you're not a respecter of person, and you're not, then bless them. God, I speak blessing over their finances, good ideas, an unction from the Holy One. The dream that they have on the inside of them, that dream will become a reality in the name of the Lord Jesus, the head of the church. I smite them with prosperity, a mindset of blessing. And God, help us to honor you in all that we do so we do not rob the whole nation. Bless us coming in, bless us going out. In Christ's name we pray, and everyone said, amen. Give the Lord a hand for his word today. Thank you, God.
For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com.